Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and for this half hour of Motown Memories, we'll be featuring Motown songs released in March, April, and May of 1968. We'll hear from Stevie Wonder, Edward Starr, Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell together, Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, The Four Tops, The Temptations, The Marvelettes, Shorty Long, and Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. Well, first up this half hour, Stevie Wonder. Well, the creative writing team of Stevie Wonder, Sylvia Moy, and Henry Cosby produced a succession of hits in 1967, and the team stayed in place for Wonder's smash first single of 1968, the song coming up called Shoo-Bee-Doo-Bee-Doo-Ba-Day. Well, it's like many Stevie songs. It's built on a mere riff, but it's a great riff nonetheless. Stevie's new favorite instrument, the clarinet, is prominent, and the chorus is a mesmerizing, nonsensical chant. Well, co-writer Sylvia Moy recalled that at this point, we had really more or less run out of titles. The song's message was like a little scat. It says something and then it doesn't, and yet it says a lot. She remembers the title being the singer's idea. Sometimes Stevie would come up with the greatest feelings. Well, their working arrangement was unique, since having a melody and lyrics transcribed for Stevie in Braille was not an option. Ms. Moy further recalled that I would be in the control room with a microphone, and he'd be out in the studio with his earphones on. Well, we put on a track, and I would sing the song. Stevie would listen to the line I was singing, then he would sing that line listening to the next line, and he would never miss a beat. He was absolutely amazing. Here is Stevie Wonder, right here on Motown Memories.
Tears were gone, my darling. Oh. search is over. Lean on my shoulder. I'll make you so happy because
Motown Memories. With Tom Fallon.
Ooh, baby.
Ain't nothing like the real thing, baby. Ain't nothing like the real thing.
No, no.
Ain't nothing like the real thing, baby. Ain't nothing like the real thing.
Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell together, Ain't Nothing Like the Real Thing, and they reached number 8 in March of 1968. Before that, Edward Starr had a song that only made it to 112, I Am the Man for You Baby, and we started with Stevie's number 9 tune, Shooby Dooby Doobah Day. You found Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. This half hour, we're featuring Motown releases from March, April, and May of 1968. Well, coming up, a song by Martha Rees and the Vandellas, a song called I Promise to Wait My Love. Well, Billie Jean Brown was a Motown secretary who also ruled the quality control meetings in 1968. For the song coming up by Martha and the Vandellas called I Promise to Wait My Love, Brown got a chance to write, produce, and sing. Well, Martha Rees recalled that Berry Gordy, the founder of Motown Records, wanted me, as a favor to him, to sing a song with his secretary and let her sing background. While there isn't a Vandella on there during this song, and Billie did the production, her first time doing that. It was hand-tailored especially for me. It was like a gift, and I felt very blessed to have it. Well, here is Martha Rees and the Vandellas. I Promise Not to Wait My Love. Right here on Motown Memories.
MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Yeah. said, long as rivers flow, each day we love you more. Now you wanna leave me behind. Listen, baby, I don't know what it's gonna take to make you stay. I just know I've got to find a way, cause I could never, 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 never have been loving you. No other love would I share, cause none, none could compare to loving you. Oh, baby, on my bed and knees, I'm begging you to stay here with me.
Tom Memory with the Temptations, I Could Never Love Another After Loving You, and that reached number 13 in the featured year of 1968. Before that, The Four Tops with If I Were a Carpenter, number 20, and we started with Martha and the Vandellas, I Promise to Wait My Love, number 62. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and we're featuring songs released in March, April, and May this half hour. Well, coming up, The Marvelettes with the number 44 song called Here I Am Baby. Well, Here I Am Baby was written by Smokey Robinson, and Barbara McNair originally had premiered the song on her 1966 album of the same name, Here I Am Baby. It was released as a single the following spring, but it failed to chart. Well, Smokey tried again in 1968 with the Marvelettes, using Wanda Rogers' sexy voice, swirling organ, and crisp tambourine playing, plus a change of rhythm. One of the Funk Brothers' funkiest ever that was directed by Smokey Robinson himself. Well, no less than James Brown took note of this great track, and he recorded it himself in 1968 with a little funky sound to it. Well, here is the Marvelettes version of Here I Am Baby, right here on Motown Memories.
This
It's Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Hear ye, hear ye. The coat's in session, the coat's in session. Now here come the judge, here come the judge.
Here come the judge, here come the judge. Here comes the judge, here comes the judge.
Stop beating that fudge, cause here come the judge. Don't nobody budge, cause here come the judge. Judge Shorty is presiding today, and he don't take no stuff from nobody.
Case on the docket.
Judge, I got a boy here, can't dance.
Can't dance?
Can't dance, Your Honor.
90 days. 30 days of boogaloo. 30 days to learn how to sing a ling. And 30 more for the Afro twist. Is that the man?
No, Your Honor.
Does he look like the man?
No, Your Honor.
Well, I'm sorry. You got to go then. You can't recognize the man.
No,
you got to go.
No,
man guilty.
Here comes the judge. Here comes the judge. Here comes the judge. Here comes the judge.
Got two more to hide. Yes, here comes the judge. They crowd and bounce, they cry. Yes, here comes the judge. I'd rather be lost than the jungles on the field than to face the judge this morning the way he feels. Here comes the judge, John. Here comes the judge. Don't nobody but, cause here comes the judge.
Everybody gonna time today.
Continue with Tom Fallon.
Yesterday we made a future plan. She loved me, I could tell. Can today be that tomorrow that we planned so well? Yes, still, baby, I'll never forget her.
Well, you found the home of Motown memories for this entire hour, and we've been featuring songs this half hour from March, April, and May of 1968. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for me for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.